artist, and I'm in my studio. I listen to the radio all day, and I'm hearing the ads about Relief Factor. And I've got pain in my neck, and it's getting worse. And I'm thinking, well, I'm going to go ahead and order this. 2 weeks later, I've got much better range of motion. If you're experiencing pain at a certain point in life, I would get Relief Factor.
Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor. Go to ReliefFactor.com and get your 3-week quick start today. Only $19.95.
At Straight Talk, we are all about no-brainers. Calling grandma for her recipe, no-brainer. Streaming one more episode at 2 a.m., big no-brainer. Getting real unlimited data where you buy bananas, the ultimate no-brainer. Switch now and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2024 with select plans. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Offer valid through 5/19/25. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store single line activation on qualifying plan. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com/terms. Copyright 2025 Verizon.
Good morning. It's 9:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. The Independent Investigations Division of the Maryland Attorney General's Office has identified the parties involved in Monday's deadly officer-involved shooting downtown. The city police officers are identified as 4-year veteran Detective Enger Jimenez, 11-year veteran Detective Stephen Foster, and Detective Tony Taberzi, who has been with the department for 5 years. All of the officers are assigned to the Northern District Action Team. The man who was shot and killed by officers has been identified as 26-year-old Jay Howell. The shooting happened in the 4600 block of York Road after Howell allegedly fired shots at officers, who then returned fire. The investigation is ongoing. And Governor Wes Moore says this week's flooding in Western Maryland is heartbreaking. Moore says the state has mobilized multiple agencies to assist in the recovery efforts in Allegheny and Garrett counties. In a moment, sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
Hi, it's Bruce Elliott. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Now, for years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. Now, during the winter weather, it's important to ensure your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling are here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather has changed, and now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Call them today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404 or online timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
It was bad enough the Orioles lost Game 1 the way they did. Then Game 2 happened.
And here's Cody Clemens. Clemens is swinging a high fly ball into right field and deep. This one back towards the wall. It is gone! A home run! Cody Clemens does it again! And the Twins take the lead here in the 8th inning.
Call courtesy of Twins TV. Cody Clemens, son of Roger, a 179 hitter on the season, takes Yennier Cano deep in an excruciating day for Oreo fans, comes to a close in the doubleheader sweep. 6-3 loss in the opener, 8-6 loss in the nightcap. Baltimore didn't score after the third inning in either game, a bitter pill to swallow for manager Brandon Hyde.
They're making plays. Their teams are getting hits against us in big spots, and we're having a tough time doing that.
Loss drops the Birds to a season-high 11 games under 500, 9 games back in the East. The NFL released its schedule in full last night, and the Ravens earned 4 primetime affairs, of which 2 will be at home. 1 on Thanksgiving night against the Bengals. Also, 2 TBD flex games in the final 2 weeks at the Packers and at the Steelers. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Caps go face-to-face with elimination. And that is Stein on Sports.
Jim Barbie and White Marsh and Jasper Engines and Transmissions offer a cost-effective solution to your present engine and transmission trouble. Avoid a costly new car purchase or high lease payments by putting life into your present vehicle. Let Jim Barbie Automotive install a Jasper remanufactured engine or transmission with a 3-year, 100,000-mile nationwide warranty and premium service plan. Call Jim Barbie Automotive at 410-335-8848.
At 9:06, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
Plenty of clouds, some rain the rest of this week. A few showers, maybe a rumble of thunder today, 78. Scattered thunder showers tomorrow, 86. And more scattered thunder showers Saturday, 88 Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Currently 64 degrees in Westminster, 67 in Easton, and 64 in Kearney. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Plasek Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Thursday. That's right. You got one more day left till Friday, till the weekend. You can make it. I promise you. I think listening to the show today might help because it is going to be one heck of an entertaining show. I can tell you that. At 11 o'clock, we will be joined by Delegate Nino Mangione. We're going to talk about the bond rating with the delegate and then also some other local stories. We got to get an update on MPRP. Now that I think about it, I should add that to the list. Again, Delegate Nino Mangione will be here at 11 a.m. Of course, there are many people weighing in on the biggest story of the day across the state of Maryland. Our first black governor in history. Unfortunately, he lost the AAA bond rating. We haven't seen anything like this in 50 plus years. Now, was this inevitable? Sure. Do you believe that you're going to be the ones to pay for the problems, the spending, and now the loss of the AAA rating? Well, the answer for that is sure. You sure are. I honestly don't have any idea how else we can get out of this mess. We're going to open the show, obviously, with this, and I want all of you to weigh in. I know I've got text messages already this morning because there are so many people that just cannot believe, number one, that we lost this rating, but number two, that the Moore administration is blaming President Trump. They are. Now, if you read what Moody wrote, you would have seen that they really didn't talk much about the federal grants for the federal workers. They really focused on the fact that in Annapolis, we have Democrats that cannot control their spending. And I would say one of the biggest reasons why we're in this position is because of, number one, the Kerwin / blueprint, right? Number two, I would say these climate change initiatives, don't ever forget that. You had Governor Wes Moore put $1 billion, $1 billion towards his climate change efforts. I'm sure that he's going to have to scale some of that back for sure. If you knock the blueprint Kerwin Commission off the table, would we still be in this position? I would say most likely yes. As people mentioned on the show time and time again, the red line, right? Just studying the red line. Where are we at now with that? $60 million, I think Governor Moore said. You still have that one bill on his desk for a reparations commission. That's a nightmare. And then, of course, you have all of these victims that have come forward with sexual abuse claims from whether it's the late 80s, early 90s, and the state. Yes, the state has to pay those out. We're in quite the predicament. And I have to say, there is no light at the end of the tunnel with this administration. It is going to take electing a different governor in 2026. I thought it was fascinating that there were a lot of people chiming in online in regards to this story. And even Democrat voters, whether they were on Facebook or X, that a lot of Democrat voters said, no, 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 Governor Moore, you're going to have to take responsibility here. And I also noticed, because, of course, I went down to different news sites and their Facebook pages, and I thought, all right, well, let's see what, Fox 45 has to say about this change in the bond rating. Let's see what Channel 11 had to say about it. I also went to WJZ, which is with CBS Baltimore. WJZ, guess what they had on this? Nothing. Nothing. They didn't even post about it. They did not report on it at all. And I actually wrote a comment on their Facebook page, and shout out to so many of you that responded to my comment. I said, look, out of all the things that are going on in this country, yeah, sure, there's some some pretty big stories I'm sure you could cover, but to not cover, to not post WJZ about the loss of the triple A bond rating, it just, again, shows your bias and it shows who you are. And we, the people, we're supposed to believe that some of these news organizations and news networks, some of them are somehow unbiased. Well, you can see exactly who is biased by just who received this news and said anything about it. This is a travesty. The population continues to decline here in the state of Maryland. No light at the end of that tunnel with the Moore administration. He raises taxes. He raises fees. He tells these tech companies, data services companies, you're going to have to now pay extra taxes. Those companies have been talking to reporters saying, you know what? We're not paying anything. It is very easy for us to pack up and leave. It's the internet, for God's sake. And so now we're in this position. I want to hear from you. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. First, why don't we head over to what Governor Moore had to say about this? Now, I also wanted to point out, when I looked up the fact that, and like I said before, I tried to look and see who was actually talking about the change in the AAA bond rating. I looked it up, and believe it or not, Bloomberg, yes, Bloomberg News, they were very critical of Governor Wes Moore and the Democrats in Annapolis, and so was the Associated Press. And these are their friends. I don't know how he wiggles his way out of this. You know, we're going to have more taxes that come into play here on June 1st. Do you think that voters really, truly want to continue this cycle? I would say no. I would say, honestly, if it was any other, you know, topic, I would say, you know what, they might take it on the chin and they might say, all right, maybe it'll change down the road. And when I say other topics, say, say it was about LGBTQIA and the gender reaffirming care and how they want tax dollars to pay for it and all this other stuff. There were some Democrats that were mumbling, you know, oh, I don't really like this. I don't really want to do it. It's really just plastic surgery. Why do I have to pay for it? Right? And so you heard the mumbling, but this is different. This is much different. You're taking money out of people's pockets. And usually when you have a high voter turnout, it's because of money. It's because of money. And so now Governor Moore is in this predicament that, again, many people have already predicted that we would be here. But let's go right now here to what Governor Wes Moore had to say on X about it. And of course, he did post this on all of his social media platforms. He says, today's announcement from the Moody's is just the latest of the Trump administration. The federal administration's decision have wreaked havoc on our state. He says, thousands of federal workers are losing their jobs and actual proposed cuts to everything from healthcare to education will continue to exact a toll. Governor Moore says over the last two years, even though how long has Trump been in office just now? We're a little over 100 days, maybe 120. He says over the last 2 years, our momentum has been undeniable. We've created nearly 100,000 jobs, seen some of the lowest unemployment rates in the nation. And we've experienced one of the fastest job growth rates. Again, this is from Governor Wes Moore. He says, together we turned a deficit into a surplus. Yeah, he's not even acknowledging the surplus left by Governor Larry Hogan. He's not acknowledging that at all. He's not even acknowledging the fact that we're in a deficit right now. He said, we gave the middle class tax relief while still raising critical revenue through strategic tax reforms and reduced spending over $2 billion. So I guess it's just our imagination that we're looking at a $3.8 billion deficit. You know, don't believe that, people. It's your imagination. It's your imagination. He goes on to say, this was not enough to overcome a Trump downgrade, unfortunately. He says, but let me be clear. Regardless of what Washington throws our way, I will not stop fighting to make this Maryland's decade. Ladies and gentlemen, a round of applause for Governor Wes Moore. I, you know, the audacity the audacity. And like I said yesterday, I don't believe Governor Moore is actually writing these posts. It comes from within his office. And so I will say, if Carter Elliott, and look, he's the comms guy. He's got to wiggle his way out of all of this, you know, all these problems. But if this is what you came up with, I have to tell you, not even your own party is believing it. You can look at the comments just on the Maryland Dems X page, and you can see Democrats that are upset with what is going on. Now, Chris Pabst with Fox 45 News, he had a tweet that went out this morning. He says, it just keeps getting worse. Maryland has now lost its prized AAA bond rating from Moody's, and that to the growing list, add that to the growing list of what Maryland has recently lost. Of course, he lists a couple things. The FBI headquarters, the Washington Commanders, the IonQ quantum computing hub, and of course, Six Flags America. He asks, what will be next? What will be next? What will be next? Because honestly, ladies and gentlemen, it's not going to stop here. I know we were chatting with someone yesterday. Who were we chatting with yesterday? Now, it slips my mind that fast. We were chatting yesterday with the delegate Ryan Araki. And he was talking about McCormick Spice and how they possibly still might leave the state. Look, with this news today, I see it too. How many big corporations are going to want to stay here in Maryland? I am surprised that we have as much as we do from Amazon. Even though they took their business, a lot of the big hub, that went down to Virginia. But what's so funny to me about all of this is because you always hear from the Democrats, I'm the first black person in this seat. I'm the first person of color in this seat. I'm the first openly gay lesbian person in this seat. Where are all those comments today? Where are they today? Governor Wes Moore is the first black governor of Maryland. And as far as I can see it, he is the first black governor of Maryland that lost our AAA bond rating in 50 plus years. Congratulations. Congratulations. If you want to weigh in on this, you can. 410-WCBM-680. 410-922-6680. Like I said, we're going to talk about this a lot with Delegate Nino Mangione when we get to the 11 o'clock hour. But this is a warning that we've had for quite some time. I believe the warning first started, the rumors really started hitting ground, I would say this time last year. And of course, that's when Joe Biden was still in office, right? He was still there. Now, do you think that Governor Wes Moore pointed at Biden at all? No. But here's the other part of this that I love. When they point at President Trump and the federal government, they're saying, okay, we lost these grants. We lost federal workers, lost their jobs. Keep in mind that a lot of what was lost was waste, fraud, and abuse. So when Governor Wes Moore used to say, that was really not a surplus left by Governor Larry Hogan, that was just a sugar high. Well, these federal jobs and federal grants, those were sugar highs. Those weren't anything to hang your hat on. Those federal workers that were laid off, they obviously were not needed. We talked about this last week. What has changed in government since the layoffs? Nothing. People were just sitting at their desks collecting money, obviously. And so here we are. And it brings me to the question of the day at WCBM.com. It is brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Do you care? Our state credit rating has dropped. Because there are some people online that say that they don't care that much. And some people are saying, it's kind of like what Trump says with the tariffs. It's kind of like growing pains. And that it'll all come, around. And when we really invest in education and we do this and we invest in the emissions in the air and, we'll get that AAA bond rating back. That's what some people are saying. That this is just part of the growing pains. So I want you to take part in this poll. Do you care our state credit rating has dropped? Do you care? WCBM.com. WCBM.com, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Here's the downside. Well, there's many downsides, let's face it. But a downside that can truly hit your pockets is it might come to a point where they're going to have to raise property taxes again. And I know that many of you, and you've called the show, and even my mom, I think we talked about that too, she just had an increase in property taxes. Well, you know, hold on to your seats. Hold on to your seats. Because it might happen again within the next year. So when you're adding all this up, the vehicle registration costs, all of the taxes, whether you have an IT company or not, everything that's going on right now in the state of Maryland, can you afford to stay here? Do you even want to stay here? I got to hear from you on this. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. We'll talk about more of this when we get back. Again, where is all this chatter? The first black governor in the history of Maryland, the guy that couldn't pay his water bills, has just lost the AAA rating in Maryland for the first time in 50-plus years.
Tim Munson here for AES Builder and Home Improvements. It's been an honor serving our radio listeners for over 35 years. At AES, we connect with families to help them make their homes beautiful, functional, and comfortable at the lowest possible price. We refuse to cut corners and do not bid to subcontractors. AES gives a 5-year free labor warranty on all our work, even though the state of Maryland requires only 1 year. Listen to what our customers are saying. The Liverman stated, out of all the projects done over the years, bar none, AES is absolutely the best. Kenneth said, your men are skilled professionals with exceptional results. Christine said, they were very thorough and incredible, attentive to detail. Love it. If you want to save money on a new kitchen, bathroom, addition, or more, call AES today at 1-800-787-SAVE or see us on the web at aeshome.us. That's 1-800-787-SAVE. And remember, when we're done, you'll be happy. If you're not happy, we're not done. MHIC 37105.
Homeowners, if you're thinking about selling your home, you're in luck. We've got Maryland and Pennsylvania's real estate expert, Vinny Steele, CEO and broker with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, in studio. Vinny, you were just telling me that now's a great time for home sellers to take action. Why is that?
Hey, Sean, a few things. Home values are up an average of 7.1% year over year, which means sellers can take advantage of high prices in a low inventory market. So if getting the most money is important, keep in mind that our sellers get an average of 3.1% more when compared with other agents in our market. So on a $400,000 home, that would mean an additional $12,400 right in your pocket.
That's really important because every dollar counts when you're selling.
That's why we will guarantee upfront and in writing to get you at least 100% of market value, or I'll pay you the difference.
So if you're on the fence about calling Vinny, the choice should be easy now. Call or text him today at 410-709-7515 or visit VinnySteele.com.
The Sean Hannity Show.
Hunter lied on a gun application form. Wesley Snipes convicted 3 counts of tax evasion in 2008 for bilking Uncle Sam on taxes up to $15 million. IRS said he owed taxes. He was later sentenced to 3 years in prison. Remember the guy Jersey Shore star Mike? Yeah. Anyway, 8-month sentence for skirting $2.3 million in taxes. Not Hunter.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 3 to 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
She traveled this road as a child.
All right, good morning to you. Now, many Marylanders said they'll be traveling roads to different states. Because I don't think people want to stay here. I really don't. I really don't. If you want to weigh in on the AAA bond rating that we no longer have here in the state of Maryland, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. I'll get to some of your text messages in just a moment. I've got Jack in Hamden. Jack, what say you?
Hey, Kim. I think we're going to move to Dallas, Texas. We've had enough. This man, Westmore, is a walking disaster area. I mean, I just can't. It's a nightmare. I can't believe Vinny Schiraldi that he doesn't get rid of him.
Yeah.
All these people are being hurt. We're being robbed. It's costing people money.
Yeah.
I think instead of calling them juveniles, and they used to call them juvenile delinquents, I think what we ought to just now call them is Vinny's kids.
Yeah.
Kind of like Jerry's kids with muscular dystrophy. Well, these kids are Vinny's kids.
Yeah.
So I'm going to tell you something that a friend of mine is an assistant manager in a fast food restaurant in Baltimore City. And 4 of Vinny's kids came in last week. and hung around for about 5 minutes. And then one of them went up to her and said, my little brother's stuck in the stall in the men's room. He needs you to come in and help him get out. And she said, no, you'll have to do that. And he said, no, you need to go in and help him. And she said, I saw the four of you come in. You don't have a little brother. And they turned around and left. So what do you think they were going to do to her if she went
right
in the men's room?
Right. Absolutely,
I mean,
crazy.
It's unbelievable, but it's I know so many people that have left. They just got tired. They're moving to North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, and Florida.
Yeah. Yeah, and I don't blame them.
It's sad. You know, my family was in law enforcement here. My grandfather used to be a Baltimore City police officer. His beat was in Fells Point. And it's dying. The city's dying.
Yeah. Well, Jack, you know, you bring up a good point there, especially with the public safety issue. It's like we're paying more in taxes and fees. We have less public safety. We could point to many areas of Maryland where the schools are just absolutely deplorable. And then there's areas of even Baltimore City where they can't even get the trash picked up, yet they're paying more in taxes.
Yeah, yeah. It's horrible. I mean, we went down to the Inner Harbor for the wine festival this past weekend, and there were kids on bikes riding through on the promenade. You know, there's like probably about 1,500 people walking around, popping wheelies, racing in and out between people.
Yeah.
I saw two walking police officers and three in a vehicle. But nobody's doing anything to them. I mean, there should be a rule. Hey, I'm sorry, if you're on the promenade, you got to walk your bike through. You can't ride it. But I guess we have people carjacking and all, and they're not doing anything to them. You really can't expect something like that to be enforced.
Yeah, as car insurance continues to rise because of these issues.
It's incredible. And we're going to have to pay a bunch of money for our new registration.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yep.
Yeah, it's sad.
Not to mention the energy bills. Those are adding up as well. Yeah.
Well, and then that's ridiculous, too. I mean, that's all caused by them, doing away with fossil fuels.
Right, right.
And these people, the wind power and solar energy are not going to run America.
No, you're right about that, Jack. Thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate you. I hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you. And look, Jack said he's moving to Dallas, Texas. I don't blame him. The only thing I would just caution is, remember, the representative there is Jasmine Crockett. But she's, she's a federal level representative. I'm sure the state level representatives do a great job. But I can understand why he doesn't want to be in Maryland anymore. We'll discuss more of this coming up next. Please call in. Let your voice be heard.
With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Tariff-induced price increases will soon show up at Walmart. The company says the Trump administration's trade war is forcing it to raise prices on goods starting later this month. President Trump spoke to U.S. troops at a Qatari airbase today, touting his administration's removal of some top military officers. He told the rank and file that he's let a lot of four stars go, describing some military leaders as losers. Russian President Vladimir Putin was absent from peace talks with Ukraine. He failed to show up in Turkey, where Ukrainian President Zelensky arrived after challenging Putin to meet him there for talks. Several dozen people were killed in Gaza as the Israeli military continues to pound targets in the Gaza Strip. It was the second night of deadly airstrikes. At the opening bell, Dow stocks were down. This is SRN News.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
O's fans probably muttering under their collective breath this morning following yesterday's doubleheader sweep at the hands of the Twins, who, by the way, ran their winning streak to 10 games. Orioles manager Brandon Hyde asked after the game, how do you not let this sting linger?
You come back tomorrow and you got a day game tomorrow, so we got to put today behind us. It was a long day and a really disappointing day, and we got to flush it and come back tomorrow.
He might want to also gather the team today and play this motivational piece from the great John Belushi.
What's this lying around shit? What the hell is supposed to do, you moron?
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is. Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? Hell no!
German? Forget it, he's rolling.
It couldn't hurt. To the ice we go, where the Caps attempt to keep their season alive tonight against the Hurricanes. Right wing Tom Wilson on where it's at.
Obviously, our backs are against the wall, and next game's the biggest game, and we'll start with the first period and go from there. It's not going to be easy. They're a hardworking team, but we're going to have some fight here. We're going to go out there and do our best and leave it all out there and see what happens.
Coming up in 30 minutes, another Preakness trip down memory lane. And that is Stein on Sports. When it's hot in Maryland, I've got one name I trust, Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. These folks have been keeping homes cool since 1902. That's five generations of family-run service that you can count on. Need same-day AC repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered with 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. And hey, tell them Gary told you to call. It might just help. Just $99 for an AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com.
Not much rain to slow you down the rest of today. Cloudy, but only a few showers, maybe a rumble of thunder as low pressure continues to make its way northward. Temperatures a little bit warmer, 78 this afternoon. A few thunder showers late tonight. Tomorrow, scattered showers, some thunder. It's warm, 86. And scattered thunder showers Saturday, 88 the high Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Get rid of that energy-hungry old refrigerator or freezer with help from BGE's Appliance Recycling Program. You'll get $50 in indoor or outdoor pickup and long-term energy savings. Schedule your pickup at BGESmartEnergy.com.
When it comes to preparing for a crisis, it doesn't matter if you're a year early, a month early, or a day early, but you can't be a day late. That's why millions of Americans trust My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest preparedness company. Right now, you can get their 4-week emergency food supply, plus an incredible bonus, 4 free 72-hour food kits. That's an extra 12 days worth of food, absolutely free. This kit provides hearty, delicious meals for 4 weeks with 2,000 plus calories per day, 12 essential vitamins and minerals, and a shelf life of up to 25 years. And for a limited time, they're including 12 additional days of food absolutely free, which means right now is the best time to get prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today to claim your 4-week food kit, plus an extra 12 days of free food. Offer ends soon. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Spring is here, and so is your $69 AC checkup from Metropolitan Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. As a family-owned, fully licensed company with 32 years' experience, we can service all makes and models. Whether it's a new install, a quick repair, or custom ductwork, we're going to give you a wow feeling when we're done. And here's a bonus wow for our new customers. Mention WCBM, and you'll get $500 off a brand-new air conditioning system. Call 410-902-9600. 410-902-9600. Call Metropolitan Plumbing, Heating, and Air now. And when we're done, you'll be saying wow.
Get to dash in and treat your taste buds to their brand new mouth-watering parfait. They're talking creamy low-fat, Yoplait yogurt, mixed berries, and crunchy granola. It's healthy, wholesome, and made fresh every day at dash in.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. That's right. You probably heard the news. The first black governor in Maryland's history. He lost our AAA bond rating for the first time in over 50 years here in the state of Maryland. He also lost the FBI headquarters. He lost the Washington Commanders. He lost the IonQ Quantum Computing Hub. He lost Six Flags. I mean, what else can we lose? What else can we lose at this point? I'm sure there's many that are going to come to the list. Now, if you're thinking whether or not any Democrats from Annapolis, if they're weighing in online about this, because all of this has to do with the decisions they made in the past few sessions in regard to spending. Do you think any of them has said anything about losing the AAA bond rating? The answer is no. No, they're pretending that this isn't happening. The answer is no. Now this has happened, and guess what? Guess what the Legislative Black Caucus in Annapolis, guess what they're still talking about? The Reparations Commission bill sitting on Governor Westmore's desk. How are they not understanding that we don't have any money? How are you going to pay reparations? Why are you still talking about this? You look stupid. We don't have the money. We don't even have the money to pay out for those sexual abuse claims that we've been seeing from the 80s and 90s. We're going to have to pay a lot of money, billions of dollars towards that. And I'm not taking that away from those that are victims. I feel awful that they were traumatized and tortured and abused. And I understand why they're coming forward with their horrific stories. They should have never had to endure that. But yes, we're going to have to pay that out as well. And then they're going to go back to a special session here in fall. And they're going to try to blame President Trump because that's what they do best. But it is because they didn't actually balance the budget. They made up numbers. They pretended that all these tech companies were going to stay in town and that they were going to be able to tax them and add on the fees to make up for their poor decisions when it comes to spending. Well, then the tech company says, fine, we're just going to leave. So yes, now they got to have a special session. We'll be asking Delegate Nino Mangione about that in 11 o'clock hour. This is a disaster. This is a mess. This is a mess. It has nothing to do with President Trump. This is a mess. And if you want to blame President Trump, you can. You'll look like an idiot, but you can. But what are you saying with saying that, oh, it's because we're not getting the federal grants? You mean the federal grants that were just waste anyways? I saw the story just yesterday about somebody that was popped in Towson for using USAID money fraudulently. And of course, they were complaining about that money as well. Going to ridiculous projects that meant absolutely nothing to the constituency. It was a way that people could pad their pockets. All the money that we're paying for the illegal immigrants in this state. How many illegal immigrants do you think are on Medicaid right now in the state of Maryland? I'm going to go ahead and tell you now, it's thousands. Able-bodied Americans that are sitting on Medicaid that could get a job and a good career with health benefits. But they rather just sit back and relax because we, the taxpayers, will just pay for it. You got people on Medicaid that could go to work that has better insurance than you do. How about them apples? I got Terrell and Owings Mills. Terrell, look at you calling about a state issue. I'm proud of you, Terrell. What's going on?
You don't have to be proud of me, sweetheart.
Well, I am. Well, I know I don't have to be.
I can because, like, look, I just called the Baltimore County Tax Assessment Office. You know what they told me?
They probably told you what the Maryland Tax Assessment Office told you. Well, go ahead.
Do you know what the Maryland tax rate is?
Do you know what the Maryland tax rate is?
No.
Don't call.
I mean,
why do you always call here asking me questions?
No, do you?
You
know
wanted to
Maryland
talk about Westmore and the AAA bond rating, or I got to go to the next caller because we have lines that are
so
blowing up.
So you don't want to get into that. But anyway, Kim, the triple bond rating, I noticed that our triple bond, it don't make no difference. Me, Kim, I got a credit score of 820. So the triple bond, and just like Donald Trump filed for 7 bankruptcies, dude. Come on. Now, he don't care about no credit, but Westmore has to balance our budget because it's a state thing, right, Kim?
Yes, they have okay. to, but so, they so, failed so, to do
wait
so.
Wait a minute, Kim. So if you don't have the money to pay your bills, what do, Kim?
Why would I then take on? Here's the thing. No, Terrell, I'm going to answer your question. I'm going to answer your question. I don't have money for right now. I want to get a nose job, right? You can hear how bad it sounds. I don't have the money for a nose job.
You shouldn't be on radio.
You can think that. That's fine. I don't know why you listen then. I don't have money for a nose job. I don't have the money for a nose job, but I'm not going to go out there and try to get a nose job knowing I don't have the money for it. Nor am I going to get a loan for a nose job knowing that it'll be very difficult for me to pay that money back. But unfortunately, in Annapolis and Governor Westmore, they don't live like that. They're running the state like a nonprofit.
Hey, look,
we
Kim,
can't live like this.
Kim, I just saw Donald Trump this morning address
Terrell,
our military.
I love you dearly. I got to go. I mean, it's the same thing over and over again. The same thing. No, they don't want to accept responsibility for what's happening here in the state of Maryland. Even if President Trump wasn't in office and say that he did not tackle waste, fraud, and abuse with some of these federal grants or the federal workers, I still believe, because we have been getting these warnings from Moody's for a long time, I still believe we would be in the same position. The blame to President Trump is their way out. He's the scapegoat right now. That is the question of the day, believe it or not. At WCBM.com, and it is brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Do you care our state credit ratings has dropped? So far, 87% of you say yes, 13% of you say no. Terrell, I'm going to add you to that 13% because you said you don't care. Your credit score is great, so you don't care about anything else. I've got Mike and Glenarm. Mike, what say you?
Hey, Kim, thanks for taking my call. For any of your listeners that maybe didn't hear it earlier, this didn't have to be inevitable. When Moody's gave Virginia their AAA bond rating and continued it last month. And Virginia, which has 30,000 more federal employees than Maryland does, they actually gave Virginia credit for fiscal conservancy and for preparing for potential restraints in fiscal spending. They basically told them, hey, you prepared. We're going to let you keep your rating. Well, while that was going on and they were preparing, Wes Moore was showing up on every talk show and getting photo ops with Joe Biden. He bet on the wrong horse. He hoped we're going to continue to get federal funding, and now he lost. And now he wants to blame Trump. And Trump's not going to come to his aid. Why should he? This is all Wes Moore's doing for the last 2 years. That's all I wanted to say. I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah, Mike, thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate you. I hope you have a good weekend. That's what it comes down to. They're not going to say, oh, yes, this is our fault. You know, we can't control our spending. They're not going to say this. If you want to weigh in on this topic, of course you can. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Real quick, I wanted to tell you guys, because I know we were doing the poll yesterday on whether or not Trump should accept the airliner debt from Qatar. Just so you know, 54% of you said yes, he should accept it. I just thought that was interesting, because I think it is pretty split like this across the country. But we're talking about Wes Moore, and we're talking about the bond rating. And like I said, you can go to Bloomberg News, you can go to MSNBC, you can go to any left-leaning publication or news network, and they're all saying the same thing, that this is on the spending in Annapolis. And I bring up the fact that the Democrats in Annapolis, they're not posting about this, even though the Republicans are. Like, if you go to whether it's Senator Justin Reedy, whether it's Delegate Mark Fisher, you could go to any of their pages, and they're talking about the loss of the AAA bond rating and how embarrassing this is. It is embarrassing, but those that can't control their spending in Annapolis, they're not saying a word about this. Not a word. And you know what's so, you know, it really sparked, my interest there when we had, Delegate LaToya Cagola. Remember she was on the show and she was talking about some of the bills that many Democrats were putting in place for the public school system? You know what I mean? She was talking about that, and she was talking about some of the bills like HB 161 and all these others. And she said something that I thought was very interesting. LaToya Cagola, she said, you know, a lot of those people in Annapolis on the left side in the Maryland General Assembly, a lot of those people don't own a home. And they don't have kids. And if they do have kids, their kids are in private school. You see, a lot of the people in Annapolis making the decisions for we the people, they're not even on the same level. And yet they're making these decisions and it's not really affecting them because they're not business owners, right? I went to go get crabs at Vince's Crab House yesterday. And it was just, you know, I just kept thinking about all of these business owners across the state that are constantly feeling the taxes and the fees. And, you know, there at the Crab House, because don't forget, we've got the open air drug market right across the street on Compass and Middle River Road. Now, the Crab House, they have to have a full-time security guard, which she's great, by the way, a full-time security guard right outside in the parking lot. They have to pay for that, too. They don't have a grant for, you know, their security, but they need the public safety so people could go in and out of their restaurants and feel safe. So it's like, you know, with those that are running businesses today, it's like running a charity in Maryland. Why wouldn't you leave? Why wouldn't you move your business? Of course you would. A texter in the text line, Tim says, the citizens always pay the price for bad decisions by Democrats. Then they blame Republicans and say that they need government control in order to, quote unquote, fix things. Yeah, and that's what they're going to say. That's what they're going to say. They should have never bowed down to the teachers union and told them, yes, we're definitely going to try to afford the blueprint or Kerwin Commission, whatever you want to call it. We don't have the money. We never had the money. The fact that it was passed without any money was absolutely insane. I think we all watched that and like, wow, that's pretty incredible. We're passing this large bill that's going to cost billions of dollars and we have no money to pay for it? What is that? And as Marty mentioned the other day, the red line, the commission, the study for the red line, millions of dollars, and they still plan to do that as well. And then on top of this, like I said earlier, we're paying for the transgender-affirming care. We're paying for Medicaid for illegal immigrants and those that are able-bodied Americans that could go to work if they wanted to and get health insurance, but they choose not to. All of these things add up. And the Democrats in Annapolis, the ones that were actually there to vote on these stupid decisions, they have nothing to say. Nothing. They're ridiculous people. They're not serious people. They're not serious. You know, the next time you see, whether it's your delegate or what have you, state senator, when you see them and you know that they voted against something like Delegate Mark Fisher's school choice bill, or if they voted for some of these ridiculous nonsense bills, or they voted for the blueprint or Kerwin Commission, I want you to ask that delegate or that state senator if their child is in public school. That's all I want you to do. You don't have to be mean about it. You can be very polite. I want you to ask, is your child in public school? Because if their child is in private school, that tells you all you need to know. That tells you all you need to know. Go back to the phone lines here. I've got Walt in Middle River. Hey, Walt.
How you doing? Hello?
Yep. Hey, Walt, you're live.
I got a premonition. I thought you watched. Some of these people got Trump derangement syndrome still. And by the way, I did vote for you.
Thank you.
I guarantee when the gas price is dropping in Maryland, they're going to put more tax on that gas.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, Walt.
Guarantee.
Yes, you're absolutely correct. Yep. That's where they're going to try to get the money from next.
Yep. That's the problem with these people. They don't understand business. You're right.
Yeah.
That's all I got to say.
Well, Walt, thank you so much for sharing. I completely forgot about that. Thank you so much. Hope you have a great weekend.
You too.
Thank you. And don't forget, you're paying $5 a fee of $5 on each tire on your car. Because why not? Why not, right? Why not pay more for your tires? I'm laughing to keep from crying because it's a joke. It's a joke. But you will have people that will continue to reelect these people that have no idea what they're doing. They cannot run a lemonade stand. It is obvious. It's sad because it's our truth here. If you want to weigh in this, you can. I really wanted to play this audio for you quickly because there's a lot going on in this state. And I want to make sure that we don't overlook Allegheny County and the fact that they're dealing with their issues there from the latest storm and the flooding. And I'm bringing this to you because, again, this has to do with the leadership in the state. Take a listen.
We reached out to the delegation, the Maryland delegation from Allegheny County, looking for their input about their constituents' concerns. And tonight, Republican delegate Jason Buckle responding after that historic flood in his district.
It was fast-moving and damaging floodwaters in western Maryland. Allegheny County, among the area's hardest hit, where forecasters say 2 to 5 inches of rain fell Tuesday, with more rain expected. People in the town of Westernport and Lanaconing recovering. Rob Egan, who's cleaning up the mess left behind, shares the video of the flood, still stunned at how fast it happened.
Quickly, very quickly. Quick enough that we had enough time to bag the front of the funeral home, bagged our house up a little bit, and then pretty much packed bags and went to a friend's house. up on higher ground.
Now, after the rushing water, comes a flood of concerns, namely residents frustrated over the response to the event, many of them on social media targeting Governor Wes Moore and the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, like this post, "Where's our styling and profiling governor?" Another one simply saying, "FEMA, FEMA," and this one, "Don't expect FEMA's help." Delegate Jason Buckle.
I know that the appropriate agencies and staffers are preparing applications to FEMA.
A Republican who represents Allegheny County addressing his constituents' concerns facing their frustration.
I understand and empathize with their frustration. If it's your home, if it's your neighborhood, if it's your town that has a flooding event, you know, I think every human being's first instinct is to think that, you know, the government can kind of step in and do more. What I have heard is, and what we have requested, we're hoping that Governor Moore declares Allegheny County, certainly those portions of Allegheny County that have been affected most predominantly by this, to be in a state of emergency.
A move that would make it easier to secure federal funding for recovery efforts. We reached out to the governor's office, his team pointing out measures already at play, including help from the Maryland Department of Emergency Management with additional resources targeted for water and debris cleanup. Still, so much to do.
If there's more that can be done, I want to see it done.
Well, the governor's team responded to the area today, meeting with local officials, assessing what's needed. Now, some residents were concerned that the governor himself was not present, but as this office reminds us, it's not unusual for the governor or any top leader to be on site just one day after a disaster.
It's going to take more than one day if you want to see our governor. He's got to show up for a really good photo op. But if you heard there, he's not declaring a state of emergency for what's going on in Allegheny County. And that is interesting considering we are broke here in the state. And what you would want to do is have help from the federal level. No? We'll discuss more when we get back.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
The president could not be any more clear that the Iranians are not getting nuclear weapons. No way, no shape, no matter, no form. It just isn't happening. He said if Iran's leadership rejects the olive branch and continues to attack their neighbors, then we will have no choice but to inflict massive, maximum pressure. And he's been clear they will not ever get a nuclear weapon. Now, on the other hand, he's holding out the olive branch, and that he said he would much rather make a deal with Iran and see Tehran prosper. The people of Iran have suffered greatly because the monies that they have taken in, they have used that money to foment terror in the region. They're the number one state sponsor of terror.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We've got trade wars, inflation, skyrocketing national debt, and a potential recession looming. It's no wonder gold keeps hitting record highs. With everything going on in the world, thousands of hardworking Americans are looking to diversify their savings with precious metals like gold and silver. And they're turning to the top-rated gold company, Gold Co. With over 6,000 five-star customer reviews, an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, and the industry's highest buyback guarantee, Gold Co. is the preferred precious metals company of thousands of Americans. Right now, Gold Co. is offering you a free 2025 gold and silver kit. Plus, you could get unlimited bonus silver if you qualify. Find out how you can help diversify your savings, tax and penalty free today. Visit HannityGold.com or call 855-815-GOLD. That's HannityGold.com or call 855-815-GOLD.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
Hi, it's Sean Casey. Get ready for a Maryland mashup you won't forget. It's WCBM's first ever Crab Feast and Chuck Roast, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions, happening Friday, June the 20th, 6 to 9 p.m. at Jimmy's Famous Seafood. We're talking all-you-can-eat crabs,
and all you can laugh as we take the gloves off and roast our buddy, Chuck Whitaker, no holds barred. I'll be there, Bruce Elliott too, cracking claws and cracking jokes. So come hungry, bring your best laugh. Let's make it a night to remember.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Talking about the AAA bond rating that the state of Maryland no longer has, thanks to Governor Wes Moore and the Democrats in Annapolis. They will tell you it's thanks to President Trump, but don't forget, they received this warning before President Trump was even sworn into office. But of course, yes, that's who they're going to blame. We're also talking about the fact that Allegheny County, they have been asking for help from the federal level, and to get that help, you would have to have Governor Wes Moore declare a state of emergency. It's interesting because he did declare a state of emergency when Tropical Storm Ophelia was here. If you recall, that's the storm that really hit North Carolina hard. Did not hit us as hard, and definitely not as hard as what you saw in Allegheny County this week. But this, again, just highlights the lack of leadership in this state. It really does. There's only but so many people in office that are really, truly trying to ensure that we have public safety, good schools, a good quality of life. Or even, you know, not having open-air drug markets on the street. But there are some where they're just like, they're playing games. Like they're playing delegate or they're playing state senator. And we're going to go to this ribbon cutting for this new restaurant. And it's like, that's not what this job is all about. Sure, it's great to have new businesses in the area. It's great to have new businesses in your district. But there's actually different parts of your job that are very difficult. They are tough. And you should be able to face them head on. Now, I asked yesterday if Boulder County Executive Kathy Klausmeyer, would she actually make a statement to anyone in regards to even putting the IG Kelly Madigan's job up on the on their government website, because they're saying that she has to reapply for this job. Just so you know, the update here is that they did extend the amount of time that she could reapply for her job. But Kathy Klausmeyer still will not speak to anybody about the issue. It was also announced on a left-leaning network that she's avoiding them as well. So it's not just me. It's not that she just doesn't want to talk to me. She doesn't want to talk to anybody. Meanwhile, there were lots of people to choose from for the interim Baltimore County executive, but she got the spot because she was selected. She was selected, not elected.
Don't miss out on the Memorial Day sale at Rescue Natural Supplements, going on right now. With prices rising across the country, Rescue is rolling back pricing to the year 2010. Plus, enjoy their fantastic